The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor van Vuren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Before we jump into today's message, have you been enjoying these podcast episodes from The Daily Witness? Would you like more? Consider subscribing to The Daily Witness on YouTube for video content and for our Wednesday evening live streams, which takes place at 6:30. We also stream for the Telegram app at the same time. For word, quotes, ministry updates and more, follow us on social media. The Daily Witness is on X, Instagram, and Threads. Faith is what connects us to the Father. So remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 6, "Let him that receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support." Trevor van Vuren Ministries now has Yoko as a payment portal for safe and secure transactions, both for national and international givers. So if you'd like to tithe into this ministry, or you'd like to sow a financial seed, head on over to our website www.thedailywitness.co.za and click on the Giving tab. All contributions that are received goes into furthering the gospel by reaching the lost and training people to live by faith.
And welcome back to the Daily Witness podcast. I'm your host, Andrew van Vuren, and today's message is called Adding Love to the Mix. So let's get into a word of prayer. Father, we come before you in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for giving me more insight into Mark 11, Lord. I really appreciate it, Lord. And Lord, speak through me so I can relay that insight through to your people. Lord, I want them to use it. I want them to be blessed by it. Lord, I want them to get results in their life. Lord, thank you for always being with us. And Lord, thank you for revealing more of your truth to us. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You know what I find very interesting about the Lord, and it's something that I'm honest with you, I really appreciate, and that is the fact that if you ask the Lord something and you got a genuine question and you ask him this question, he will get the answer to you. And over the years, I've saw this to be very true. You know, maybe the answer doesn't come straight away, but the answer comes. And you know, there's some people hear that and they're quick to say, why doesn't he answer you straight away? Well, he does answer us straight away. He's a loving father. Obviously, he's going to tell us what's going on, but we don't receive that answer straight away. So there was something that I asked the Lord. Actually, over the years, I've asked him various things and I always eventually get the answers. Like I said, a lot of the time, it doesn't come straight away, but it always comes. And one of my questions that I asked him was, how do you get confessions to work? Because, you know, I believe that you have power in your words. I believe it. I believe that your words have power. And I know not everyone believes this. I do know that, and I have heard people disagree with that, like openly, you know, and they'll say things like, if my words really had power, why doesn't these things come to pass? You know, but here's the truth. Jesus said in the Gospel of Mark, you can have whatsoever you say. Jesus said that. It's not something I made up. It's not the Andrew van Vuren version. Jesus said, you can have whatsoever you say. He said it. I didn't say it. And we know that he said he only says the things that he hears his father say. So in essence, that word came directly from God. So over the years, I've noticed that there have been things that I would speak that would come to pass, but then there would be things that I would speak that did not come to pass. And I sincerely would ask the Lord from time to time, how does confessions work? Like, what's the secret to it? Because, you know, there's things that I said that came to pass, and I can quote quite a lot of stuff. But then there's things that I would also say that didn't come to pass. And it's kind of like a hit and miss, hit and miss. You know, sometimes I get it right, sometimes I don't. And I wanted to know, like, what is going on? Because here's the truth, you know, how can I go out and just preach on confession the whole time without showing people the rest of the picture, you know? And I do believe in the power of words. And over the years, I have preached about confession from time to time, even in our home church meetings. And it's something that I really believe in. And I do know that some people's biggest problem is their mouth. You know, their world is crashing around, their life is crumbling around them. And if you listen to them closely, their mouth is working against them 24/7. And for other people, it could be something else. But there's power in your words. So I would ask the Lord from time to time, like, what is going on here? Like, what am I missing? You know, and I would read Mark 11 over and over and over again. And I read Mark 11 so many times, specifically from verse 22 to 25. And I would read it and I would read it and I would read it and I would read it. And, you know, this is why it is so important to go over scripture, the same scripture, just countless times, because one day you eventually going to see what God is saying. You know, there's times where people like misquote scriptures. There's times where people take the scripture out of context. And but if you study out the word and you stick to it and you read 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 it, you are going to grow in understanding, you know. And to speak from a place of understanding, it's a beautiful thing. Like, you see right into God's principles, you know. And I was going to say hidden principles, but it's not exactly hidden because it's literally in the Bible. But those that study out the word and keep listening to different teachings and just going back to scripture and praying about it, and God will reveal these things to you. So this was my question to the Lord. How do I get confession to work? And I was talking about all the time, you know, not just like hit and miss, hit and miss, hit and miss. You know, I've had good victories in speaking the word. You guys know, if you listen to any of my teachings, you know, you would have heard like various testimonies, you know, me speaking about promotion and I got promoted twice, me calling in a camera phone when camera phones just came out and they were very expensive, and I got blessed with a nice expensive one. I called in many different things. I would bless my sleep. There was a season I was blessing my sleep every night without fail, and that season was the season that I slept literally the best. Man, I would sleep right through. I would never wake up in the middle of the night. I would always feel refreshed. There was just something about that season, but I would keep on blessing my sleep before I'd go to sleep. I can go on. I really could go on. God has been so good to me, but I would ask the Lord from time to time, like, how do you get confession to work like all the time? And before I share what he shared with me, let me go to Mark 11 and show you what Jesus had to say. So, Mark 11, and I want to read from verse 22, and we're going to stop at 24. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Now listen to verse 23. This is why I say I believe in confession, because this is what Jesus himself had to say. You know, we can't claim to be Christian, but we don't believe the Bible. You know what I mean? You have to believe the word if you are a Christian, you know? So listen to this. It says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. I'm going to read that last part again. It says, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Or I'm going to give you my version, you will have what you say. You know, so you can look around your own life right now. What are you saying the most? What are you declaring the most? What are your family members declaring the most? What are your friends declaring the most? It's very easy to hear what is in people's hearts just by hearing them speak. You can sit in someone's presence for like 5 minutes and you can know what's in their heart, because whatever's in your heart is going to come out. And when that comes out in abundance, that's what you're going to get, you know? So that's what Jesus himself said. You know, let me just carry on reading to verse 24. And it says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So verse 23, very, very, very powerful verse of scripture. And like I said, I read it over and over and over and over again. I don't know how many times I read it over my time of being a Christian, but I promise you this, I'm so glad I did, because I eventually got insight. You know, the Lord has been so good to me and he blessed me with insight. So I'm going to dissect this, okay? I'm going to dissect this from verse 22. And when I read it, everything is going to make sense to you. I am convinced. Listen to this. And Jesus, answering, saith unto them, have faith in God. Very short verse of scripture. That's verse 22. Jesus is saying, have faith in God. So let's stop right there. You know, the confession scripture or the confession verse, which is the next one, which is verse 23, will not make sense if I don't address verse 22 first. Jesus said, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Now, I want to stop you right there. You know, when I was believing God for my healing for my eyes, I was believing God for healing. I was having faith in healing, but I wasn't having faith in the healer. Okay, big difference. You know, if you're just going around focusing on healing, and you're not putting your faith in the healer, you're not going to get the benefits from the healer. Because too many times, like whatever a person's believing God for, many times people focus heavily on the provision and they're not focusing on the provider, you know. And I'm going to tell you a story, and I told you this before. You know, there's benefits of having a good friend. There's benefits of knowing someone that's wealthy, you know. But if you are going to them just to get, it's not going to end off well for you, you know. I was speaking to this woman like years ago. We were obviously the same age, and I saw that she wasn't really interested in me. And I thought, okay, no, that's cool. You know, if you're not interested, you're not interested. It is what it is. So I just deleted a number and I moved on. And it was a while later when she sent me a message out of the blue, and I saw this number pop up, and I'm like, who in the world is this? And I started speaking to her, and I said, who are you? And she said, oh my word, you deleted my number. Why did you delete my number? I said, who are you? So she mentioned a name, and I was like, oh, it's this one. Okay. And she's like, hey, do you have money for me so I can buy data? You see, she didn't care about our friendship. She just wanted my money. And I basically told her a fortune, and then I blocked her, you know, because she really didn't care for me. She just wanted to get from me, and that didn't go well for her. And that's what happens in the body of Christ. You know, many times, like, people don't want to focus on their relationship. They just want to get the provision. They just want to get the stuff. You know, so Jesus starts off by saying, have faith in God. You know, don't have faith in the things. Have faith in God. Now, what does the Bible say about God? Let's go to 1 John, and I want to read two verses of scriptures for you. And it's going to make sense to you. You're going to see where I'm going with this. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, it says, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now let's jump to verse 16. It says, and we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love. So the Bible says in 1 John that God is love. So if we jump back to Mark chapter 11, verse 22, we can read it like this and we won't be wrong. It says, and Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in love, because God is love. Now, that changes everything. Now, when I say have faith in love, we're referring to who God really is, and we are referring to him loving us. Okay? Now, this is going to make sense to you. You're going to see it like I saw it. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Now watch this. And shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Do you see that? Talking about two things that have to happen. You must not doubt. And number two, you must believe, or you must have faith. On one side, it's saying that you mustn't doubt. And on the other side, it's saying that you must believe. Then this is what it says will happen. But shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So you can have whatsoever you saith if you don't doubt, but believe. So getting back to how I started, have faith in love. What happens when you have faith in love? Okay, you're going to see this. This bless my socks off, I'll tell you. Listen to this. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear has torment. So do you remember it says you mustn't doubt in your heart? You must first have faith in love, and then you must not doubt in your heart. Well, guess what? If you got faith in love, love drives out the fear. So that answers that first question. So that takes care of that first requirement. Now listen to this. If you jump to Galatians chapter 5 verse 6, it says, but faith worketh by love. So if we jump back to Mark 11, remember it says, you must not doubt in your heart, but you must believe. So love does both of those things. Love gets rid of the doubt, and love causes your faith to work. That's why Jesus said, have faith in God, or you can say, have faith in love. Because God is love. Because when you have faith in God who is love, that love is going to drive out the fear. That sorts out the first requirement. The second requirement, it sorts that out too. Because faith worketh by love. And when you have faith in God's love, it's getting rid of the fear and it's causing your faith to work. And guess what? You can have whatsoever you sayeth. So now, let me put this whole thing together. Whatever you believe in God for, don't do it without His love. Do not do it without His love. You are going to be wasting your time. You will be taking the long route. You're not going to be on the freeway of faith. But when you get into love and you start receiving His love, it's going to start driving out the fear and it's going to start causing your faith to work, and you will have whatsoever you sayeth. So even when you confess, confess with the love of God attached to your confession. How do you do that? Okay, so listen to this. You'll say things like, man, I got promotion because God loves me. You see that? My business is prospering because God loves me. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus because God loves me. My marriage is getting better and better because God loves me. I have the wisdom of God because God loves me. I am functioning in divine protection because God loves me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper because God loves me. Add love into the mix at every turn. You know, when you're driving to work, or when you see your husband or wife go off, or your kids, you know, go to school, say, man, they're going to have a safe day today because God loves them. That's how you get your confession to work. You're having faith in love. When you have faith in love, guess what happens? It drives out the fear and it gets your faith to work. So you don't have to try and make these things happen in your own strength, because when you get into love, these things automatically happen. So this is what the Lord has revealed to me. This has been, if I can say, a mystery from day one, and the Lord revealed it to me and He showed me how to do these things. And now I'm understanding that, you know, whatever you believe in God for, even if you're not in faith, keep believing His love. Use it all the time. It's got to become part of your life, to be honest with you. And, you know, when it becomes part of your life and you're using it all the time, and, you know, you're speaking to your spouse or speaking to your kids, and when you want to say goodbye, say, hey, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Like, let the love of God dominate in your household. You know, you're talking to your spouse on the phone, about to put the phone down. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. You know, you're talking to like another family member, or you're talking to a work colleague. Hey, man, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Like, get to know that love. Put that love to work in every area of your life. It is really that simple, because God does love you. Hope this message blessed you. And if it did, please reach out to us. Let us know about it, because we really appreciate your feedback. God loves you. We love you. And remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
Hey everyone, if you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.